Stop your crying when the bell. to a lady. Watch out, boy, she's reached a stage where can be considered a baby. Watch out, boy, watch out, boy, watch out, boy, watch out. So long. do them as you. When I'm with you, I always cry, oh yeah. I feel so bad, I want to die. Tell you why, for every time I'm with you, babe, I always run out of things to do, baby. Them as you, things to do, them as you. Try harder, but we won't. Oh, no, we won't. Oh, every time I'm with you, babe, I always run out of things to do, baby. Then there's you, things to do, and there's you.
Never been in love like this before, and I don't intend to do it anymore.
If it makes you feel any better, I won't even write a single letter. I won't be around you anymore. I won't be around you anymore.
Should have known it, should have known it all along. When those who said that I'd be happy, they were wrong.
It won't make me cry, I won't let it. I'll just have to try and forget it. I won't be around you anymore.
I won't be around you anymore. I won't be around you anymore. Anymore.
I won't even knock on your door. I won't kiss your lips, touch your fingertips like I did before.
And though I think of you at night, I'll call your name. My heart is empty, your love has lost that loving flame.
Once I had a sweet, tender lover, now it's all gone, it's all over.
I won't be around you anymore. I won't be around you anymore. I won't be around you anymore.
right into your arms.
Listeners, this is The Night Train, and that was a guest mix from Thomas Maxwell Shaw.
Thank you very much for contributing to our show and making it better than it would have been otherwise.
I think that is extremely safe to say that that is the case. So, we've got some links here. You can catch him across some of the socials. He's Thomas Maxwell Shaw, all one word, on Instagram. Thomas Shaw on YouTube. The YouTube channel's actually pretty good.
Well, he's just putting up his own vinyl rips and stuff.
Yeah. Kind of, which we always appreciate, because it's always good to know, yeah, people doing the work to put the stuff on YouTube that, you know, you wouldn't even know about or know how to find. So we came across, I came across him because I've sort of seen him around. He once did a Q&A after a documentary I watched at, here we go, Sensoria. Every time, I never know how.
Like once a week.
Yes. So that the documentary festival, it's kind of music and documentaries blended together. Did a Q&A after the Joe Meek documentary.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think it was one of the Kickstarter funders for that. I wonder if that ever got released.
Where's your DVD?
No, I didn't. I didn't give that much wedge, to be honest. I think my name did flash up at the credits extremely quickly at the end. They were trying to get it over the line, but I'm not sure what happened to it, so I'll Google that. Anyway, you pointed out there was a night at Sydney Matilda's last month.
Yeah, it was on the ill-fated...
The Friday night where three things were happening.
Perfect symmetry.
Yeah, so like my perfect night out that I was in whores.
You were walking up a big hill.
Yeah, I just walked 15 miles and then was in a country pub with some people. Well, the guitar's all right, but kind of singing along in a pub. I mean, it's not a bad night, but it's not quite...
this is what you could have won.
Exactly. So what I should say is you can catch him DJing in Derby, I think it is, for a album launch night for Volume 2 of Shades of Sorrow. That is featuring guest DJs... Lawrence Rera, Tom Shaw, Jack White. Wonder if it's the Jack White.
Yeah, it must be, yeah.
He's
always in Derby.
Yes. I wonder if it's the other Jack White who's done a mix for our show. I'm trying to remember. I think he used to live in LA and now has moved back to Yorkshire. What's his name? Jackie Hoodoo.
Oh, is that Jack White?
Possibly, yeah. Lindsay Joblin, Gary Pluck and Rob Kay. So that's a night of Rare, Sweet and Chicano and Blue Eyed Soul Ballads at the Hawk and Buckle in Etwell in Derby. I think on the Sunday night, so it's a bank holiday business.
Whoa.
That's on 2 till 10, and I would say come back and tune in to us, but I'm not sure, we might not have a show that week. I'm not around, so if there is a show, it's you on your own.
Oh, thanks.
So I can break it to you. But yes, we'll put up a link in the show notes to all of the ways that you can get hold of what he's doing. He's also asked for a shout out to his girlfriend Laura Morel, who did our second ever guest mix.
Wow.
Many moons ago. Catch that, excellent photographer. Catch that guest mix. It's a lot of trawling you got to do on the Mixcloud page to get through to that.
I think we might have made do we make a playlist of the guest mixes? There'd still be a lot to get through though, wouldn't there?
I think we did. I'll see if I can dig that out, but yes. So, thanks for that. Now, it's back to our selection.
Yes, some more music, and this is from Japan, an oldie.
Excellent.
Jime jime shito shita kyo Thank you. Thank you.
Soothing sounds taking us home. Oh, classic Sunday night.
Yes, soothing. If I tell you what wasn't soothing, that last tune.
Yeah, just in case you enjoyed those relaxing early ones, something menacing take you out of that loop.
Hmm.
So we started out with some obscure Japanese acid folk rock. That was Ninigashi with... I should have tried this before.
Hitoribochi.
Oh, excellent. Which means on my own, apparently. So the album he recorded is called Heavyweight from 1974, private press debut by at the time he was a trainee pharmacist,
right?
But apparently he preferred music, so that is a super rare private press thing that's been reissued by a London based label, Time Capsule. That track also features on their compilation Nip and Acid Folk 1970 to 1980. Well worth checking that out.
Oh, that sounds great.
There's a few other things, various like psychedelic skull neons. Oops, slip there. Whoops, nearly made it as well.
Live radio, folks. Always remember that.
Can we put it in on purpose, just so you know. After that, Lynn Avery and Cole Pulis with Plantwood brackets Day from their debut album as a duo. Say album. It's 27 minutes and 4 tracks. Can you call that an album? They do.
Add a push. So well, I suppose that. It's up to them.
The album's called To Live and Die in Space and Time. It came out back in 2022 on Moon Glyph, which is a label based out of Portland, Oregon. They are actually from Minneapolis, which is a name I've been saying a lot this week.
What, Minneapolis?
Yeah, because we bought these Amy bought these really small apples, and I kept saying mini apples, and then I kept calling them Minneapolises. So I've been saying that a lot.
Brilliant. After that, we had Tiny Leaves with The Hollow at My Feet. That's from the 2023 album Mind, which apparently is a sonic portrait of the Shropshire countryside, featuring a mix of atmospheric soundscape, strings, piano melodies, intertwined with field and biodata recordings from Tiny Leaves' residency with the National Trust at the Long Mind, an area of outstanding national beauty. So, field recording and ambient sounds. Gonna have to send that one out to the long-suffering Alma. She's not really a fan of any ambient music, I don't think, but she likes natural beauty. So there we go, send that one out to her on her birthday. And then after that, the sinister one was Low End Activist with Airdrop 2, Yarn and Road to Cassington. Catchy title.
Yeah, it just rolls off the tongue.
Yeah, and so that's one we got from the promo link up that was released, I think, this week or the week before.
I've got us doing new music.
I know. It's new music that sounds like old music, but that's on purpose. It's kind of, he's taken the sounds from 92 Jungle and then kind of made it into sort of an ambient-y,
yeah,
almost like tools that you could play, you could drop in a set, I guess, to kind of make
over something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, the latest by UK Rave Reanimator. That's probably the best way to put it. Low End Activist, 9-track suite of skeletal hardcore, pointillist drum and bass and deprivation chamber dub, chopped and brewed in homage to the countryside sites of the golden age of dance gatherings.
Perfect.
So there, fast music to soundtrack slow days.
Amazing.
Is what he said.
Right, we have got time to sign off with one more.
Excellent.
It's a cover.
Ooh.
By Al Brown doing, this cracks me up. So it's called Al Brown.
Yeah.
He's doing Al Green. Here I Am Baby, which I've just checked out his album. He also covers Love and Happiness on the same album.
I was just like,
you think someone went, oh, you've got a similar name, just do Al Green songs.
Yeah, and he's like, man, no, don't. No, you just, come on, you've got to. It's all in the name, right?
Anyway, yeah, you can also catch this one, coincidentally, on 300% Dynamite, the Soul Jazz release, which did get an RSD release today.
Oh, I managed to sneak in there.
Yeah, it was accidental, I'll be honest. I only just spotted it.
Oh, whatever. Well, I'll let you off then.
So here's Al Brown with Al Green. we'll be back next week with some weird picks.
Yes, that is the plan.
Don't miss that.
I'll try not to.
Enjoy Al Brown. Hey.
Wali lahlithe, wimfana